In what has become an intense in-state rivalry, the Tigers journeyed to the Jersey Shore to square off against the Monmouth Hawks earlier this afternoon. The Tigers' remarkable season-opening win streak reached 4 after a very convincing 82-57 verdict, the most points scored by Princeton so far and the least given up. King Rice, the Monmouth coach, and Mitch Henderson have a ton of respect for each other. Henderson is now 4-2 against the Hawks, including a 91-54 beatdown last season. This series has featured some memorable contests, including the Hawks' 96-90 track meet several years ago, in which the Tigers lost for the first time in history when scoring 90 points. On the other end of the spectrum, the Hawks beat the Tigers in the year 2000 by an outlandish score of 37-35. Caden Pierce was once again the Tigers' hero as he put the team on his back, scoring 20 points and grabbing 10 rebounds, another double-double for the precocious sophomore. Captain Matalako played a huge role in this win, as he has in every win so far, adding 19 points. Xavion Lee played another excellent all-around game, scoring 14 points to go with 8 caroms. Zach Martini joined the double-figure party with 10. Martini's contributions have been many, but sometimes they don't show up on the stat sheet. But he has done yeoman work in the post. The Hawks came into the game with a record of 1-1. They scored a win over high major West Virginia in their last start and suffered a loss at George Mason in a game Henderson thought the Hawks were the better team. The best player for Monmouth is Xander Rice, the coach's son, who is playing a graduate year for his dad after a 1,000-point career at Bucknell. He entered the game as the 5th leading scorer in the country, but was held pretty much in check by the Tigers. He led his team with 16 points, well below his season average. Henderson has been very pleased with his team's long-range shooting so far in the early going. From beyond the arc, the Tigers have been hitting at a 38% clip. They added 11 more trays this afternoon in 34 attempts. The Tiger offense sputtered out of the gate. Neither team could get much traction in the opening moments. After 10 minutes, the Hawks held a 3-point lead at 22-19. The Tigers then embarked on the first of several runs they would enjoy this afternoon, seizing the lead after an 11-0 spurt with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. The second Tigers surge, this one of 7 points, turned the game around for good. The teams went to the locker room with Princeton ahead 38-27, although the Tigers shot a dreadful 4-for-20 from deep in the opening stanza. In the second half, the Tigers maintained their baseline-to-baseline intensity, while the Hawks could not. A Pierce 3-point play widened the Tiger margin to 16 about 3 minutes in. A Hawk rally cut the lead to 9, but a Peters 3 once again gave the Tigers an 11-point lead. Each time the Hawks tried to get their fans into the game, the Tigers, as they have in each of their 3 previous starts, came up with a clutch basket to stifle any hopes the home club had. As the clock wound down, Henderson was able to get several bench players into the game, some to see their first collegiate minutes. The bench contributed 12 points to the winning effort. Once again, Princeton won the rebounding battle 43-36, exemplifying the Henderson motto to make shots. The Tigers shot a fine 40% from the field and canned 19 of 23 free throws. All in all, another very satisfying win against a Monmouth team expected to contend for the Coastal Athletic Association title. The Tigers conclude this 5-game road swing at Old Dominion on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The home opener is a week from today against Northeastern. The goal for this team, of course, is to make the Ivy tournament, to win it, and make a deep run in March. Do not be surprised at anything they do. What a great start to the season. Once again, for Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark. Thanks very much for listening.